Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Allen wide open to Cook in the left flat, racing to the end zone. Is he in? Yes, he is. The Cook has found the kitchen. Handoff goes to Cook, and he sails into the end zone for his second touchdown of the game. One receiving, one rushing. Handoff goes to Cook, and a work through the middle, through a hole, and into the secondary. 30, 25, 20, 10, 5, flips into the end zone for the touchdown. 49 yards for James Cook, his third touchdown of the game. And it is a raucous celebration on the Buffalo sideline. Oh my!
Isn't this the best kind of Friday? I mean, it's a Buffalo Bills victory football Friday. Here on WGR Sports Radio 550 on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Boy, it's just the best way to start a Friday after a big Bills victory on a Thursday night. You know, you have all weekend to kind of celebrate it, watch the rest of the games go on and go, oh yeah, everybody else can kind of catch up to the Bills. They're the only 2-0 team. The Bills are the only 2-0 team in the NFL. They've played two games, only them and the Dolphins have done that, and they've won both of them. The only 2-0 team. So you can enjoy that. As the weekend goes on, you can enjoy today as you listen to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. And of course, it is a Buffalo Bills Victory Football Friday. And that is always brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Start your game day the Crosby's way. It is a fantastic day to wake up and think about the Bills and look at the standings and what they were able to do to the Miami Dolphins. Kind of stress-free last night too, right? In a lot of ways. I mean, it's always stressful until it starts happening. It was 7-7 for a brief while. Then the Bills just dominated the rest of the game. They really dominated from start to finish. Sal Capaccio here. I'm going to be talking all about that today with you on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Got in late last night. Plane landed at about 4:15 a.m., got back home and settled in after getting everything ready here to go to bed and unwind, I guess. I don't know. About 5 in the morning. So running on not a lot of sleep. Try to get a little sleep on the plane, but always tough to do that. I'm not too bad at sleeping on planes. I can do it. But by the time I finished my work, had my article done, you're wired, right? For me, it's always tougher on those game night, those late night plane rides to sleep simply because I got adrenaline pumping still, right? Still kind of wired a little bit from the game. And then you get back and you're like, all right, here we go. And then, of course, wake it up. And I've had to wake up after nighttime losses before to get on the radio. And it's not pretty to know that you got to get on the radio and still do the job. And I'm here for you. But it makes it a lot easier on a day like today, doesn't it? But what's going to help me today is you giving me a call. 803-0550 is the number. 803-0550. What we're going to do today on a Buffalo Bills Football Friday and a victory football Friday is do a little of a, you know, a look back, of course, a recap, some post game stuff. It was so late last night. Maybe a lot of you went to bed right after the game. Hopefully you stuck around and listened to WGR, but I'm going to play some post game sound for you too. We'll hear from Sean McDermott. We'll hear from Josh Allen. We're going to hear from DeMar Hamlin in a little while here about what happened on the field in the Tua situation, which I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't start with. It was very somber in that stadium last night as Tua Tagovailoa lay on the field. Not that it wouldn't be for anybody else, but I'm here to tell you as someone who was there, everyone knew immediately what was happening. DeMar Hamlin, back in Cincinnati, when he was on the field, there was a lot of wondering what was going on. Everyone knew it was a serious situation. Nobody really knew what was happening. And then as the word started to filter, that's how. But you couldn't really see in plain sight what was going on, right? I will tell you, though, in a lot of ways, last night felt like that night in Cincinnati in the stadium. There were a lot of Bills fans, as there normally are. Lots of blue jerseys and red jerseys and white Bills jerseys. And, of course, there are a lot of Dolphins fans. And they're wearing their teal and their white. But everyone was standing, pretty much everybody silent, watching what was happening. Because as opposed to the DeMar situation in Cincinnati, this was Tua in the open field. As soon as he got hit, he stayed down, went down. You saw the posturing of the arm immediately. And everyone knew right away. Players were calling trainers out. And because of this particular player and his issues that he's had with concussions over the last few years, everyone understood the gravity of it even more so maybe than if it was another player who hadn't had these particular issues. It's always going to be, you know, a pretty heavy, serious situation, but I think that made it obviously even more so. And in a game that, let's be honest, at the time was pretty much out of hand. I mean, they were driving to try and score to make it would have been, what, 31-17 if they had. And sure enough, you know, you could come back from that. But the game was pretty much near the end of the third quarter. Yeah, they still had time. They definitely had time. You can come back from that. But in that situation, too, right? Man, like, the game's kind of out of hand, too. That happens. And then I don't know how many people realized it was DeMar who Tua hit. DeMar didn't hit Tua. Tua hit DeMar. And I don't know how many people realized that right away when that happened. We were wondering, too. When it first happened, I thought, was it Taylor Rapp? And then I saw the replay. No, it was DeMar. And, of course, that particular situation, Tua hitting DeMar, Tua staying down. Here's Tua with his history of concussions. Here's DeMar with his heart that stopped on the field a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago. And he gets hit in the chest by Tua in the sternum area. Roger Goodell is in the stadium. He was at the game last night. He's there. These two players, who there's been a lot made of their particular health situations, it was really, I guess sometimes, I don't know if I should say coincidental or ironic. They're both, you know, interchangeable sometimes, I guess. But whatever that word is, that's what it was. And, of course, immediately after the game, we go into the locker room and people want to hear from DeMar and his what he's thinking and what kind of space he's in after the game, after being on the other end of that particular situation with Tua Tagovailoa. Here's DeMar Hamlin right after the game last night.
Collision seems sort of similar to the one that you experienced too. Was there any thought of that in your mind after the play? Did that go through your mind at all?
Nah, man, it's football. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did the hard last year to, you know, free my mind, be able to know that, you know, the field is one of the safest places to be for my situation that happened. You know, we got so many professionals that practice routine situations like that happening, and, you know, it was a result of me being able to come back. So, you know, my mind is free. My mind is clear. So, you know, I'm just out there just trying to play football.
Players were waving immediately. Dolphins players were waving. Did you know that he was hurt? Right.
I mean, he was on the ground for a little bit. So, I mean, respectfully, I kind of knew something was up with him. But, I mean, he was moving around. So, you know, I didn't know if it was a cramp or whatever he had going on.
Tamar, what was it like to watch a guy like Jamarcus, you know, today gets the first pick to kind of swing the game early on, and then, of course, the pick six?
It was amazing to watch it. You know, he's somebody who I seen, you know, start from the bottom and just work his way in. You know, a trial guy who just, you know, has been consistent from day one. and, you know, don't worry about nothing but doing his job one play at a time and keeping it simple, you know, and that's when you get results like that. You know, I see him go through his process day in, day out, regardless of the results, you know what I mean? So to see him have a crazy day like he just did today was, like, phenomenal. So, you know, I told him, first thing I told him is you deserve it, bro. You know, like, he deserved it. He showed up, he works hard every day, you know, and who better than him?
How nice is it to have the lemon days off for you, for your body, for everything?
It's good, but, you know, we early in the season, so, yep. You know, I'm trying to, like, keep stacking. You know, this is, like, I'm trying to, like, keep growing, keep getting better, keep improving. You know, so it's early. You know, I got a little, like, I feel good. You know, I could play another game right now. So, you know, I'm going to just keep working, keep, you know, perfecting my craft so that I can keep getting better throughout the season.
Tamar Hamlin in the locker room after the game. Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, is speaking right now to reporters in Miami. And it was just tweeted out by Adam Beasley, quote from Mike McDaniel, "The best thing I can do is not assess what this means from a football standpoint," end quote, when it comes to Tua. So Tua's injury obviously puts back on the spotlight, as has been for a while here, and we know, you know, concussions and what's happened to CTE, a lot of the, you know, former players and what they've gone through. This has been kind of really building, and we really came to the forefront maybe, what, 10, 15 years ago now, when the movie Concussion came out and all the CTE research and all the things that, you know, we've learned about that. And back in the forefront, not just with this particular player, but with everyone, because of things that have happened on the field and what we know about post-playing. I'm going to say last night was tough for anybody who loves this game to watch. Tough. And sometimes it's really hard to reconcile those kinds of things when you love the game so much. That's the standpoint I come from. You all know me. I'm a football guy through and through, right? Yes, of course. I love the Sabres and talking about hockey, Buffalo sports, whatever, like all that. I'm a sports guy. Baseball doesn't matter. I mean, man, football is my passion and first love. I played the game when I was younger. I coached the game. I've been around the game my entire life in some capacity. My entire life. Some of the greatest mentors and people in my life I've ever known are my football coaches. Some of my greatest friends to this day are my former teammates growing up. Pop Warner, high school. When you play this game, you get an appreciation for what it does for the camaraderie and the character building that it does in your life. And that's why I always say football is, to me, the greatest game, the greatest sport. It provides you so many things that, to me, you just wouldn't get in other avenues of life and in other sports. Now, I know people could say, well, you should try playing soccer or this sport. I get it. Like, that's your, like, if you're for that sport, you could say that. But for me, nothing like football when it comes to that. But with that comes, I think, for anybody who's been around the game, anybody who's played the game, an understanding and a risk of how violent the game can be. About 10 years ago, when all the CTE concussion stuff started coming up, there was this push to kind of, from some people, just kind of poo-poo it aside, right? Don't look over here. Don't look at the big elephant in the room. I took the other approach. My approach has always been with this stuff. Yes, we need to recognize this, because once we recognize it and we understand it, we can make our game safer. If we want this game to be as greatest game as we can and grow this game, and I love the grassroots of it. I love the high school part of it. I want to teach. I love
explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos. Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love. An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The technique of it, teaching it, and the practice, and what goes into it. Like, we want to continue that. We have to recognize how we keep it going and building it and making it stronger and better than ever for everyone who comes aboard. And by saying, yes, these are issues that we have to correct. These, the concussions, the hits, the CTE, how do we, the equipment, the guardian caps, whatever it is, the sports science, embrace all of that, because that's how we're going to make this game better. That's why last night, like, it is so hard to reconcile all of those things. And it's just tough to see a guy like that who, all, you know, by all accounts is such a wonderful human being, but understand and say, well, he plays football, right? This is what happens. And I don't know. I'm not in a position. None of us are in a position to tell Tua Tagovailoa what to do. His doctors will, I'm sure, make recommendations, and he's going to talk it with his over with his family. We can all have opinions. He shouldn't play again. A lot of people are saying that today. I respect that. But it is, last night was tough to watch, tough to be a part of. And Deion Dawkins said it best after the game. He had said, yes, they're enemies when they're playing, but it's a fraternity. And I'm telling you, look, I'm not on the field. I'm not playing. The people on the sidelines with me aren't playing. Those are the players who are playing. But if you're a part of the NFL on a daily basis, if you're a part of football on a daily basis, there is a camaraderie still and a fraternity of all of these people who are together and playing, looking out for one another. And when you're a part of that, and we covering this team, covering a league, I mean, not as much as the players and coaches, again, I'm not trying to put it on that level, but I would tell you, you spend so much time with these people, and you understand what they're putting into the game that can be so and should be so rewarding for them. So a day like today is tough for me to talk about, because all of the things that we try to make to say how great the game can be and how safe it can be, and then you see that because you know that's the risk of it still, right? I really hope Tua Tagovailoa is okay. I don't know if he's ever going to play football again. If he decides to, if he's medically cleared, then hopefully he never suffers another concussion. If he decides to walk away today, tomorrow, next week, at the end of the season, I totally respect that. And we'll see where it goes for the Miami Dolphins and for Tua. 803-0550. Let's talk about this game on the field and what an absolute dominant performance by the Buffalo Bills defense last night. Last night was the perfect kind of way the Bills want to win football games this year, I believe, which is control this game with your defense, suffocate the other team. You do not have to ask Josh Allen to be Superman. You do not have to ask him to put on the cape and go out there and win games. And by the way, last night, because Josh was dealing with the hand injury and wearing the glove, even more so, perfect scenario for the Bills to walk out of there without having to put Josh Allen in any sort of risk whatsoever. He even didn't have to play the last drive or whatever it was in the fourth quarter. Just the perfect scenario. Now you go to 2-0. But the story of last night is the defense. It is what Sean McDermott and Bobby Babich are building here with this group. Jamarcus Ingram and Cam Lewis and Damar Hamlin and Baylen Specter has to come in, and Dorian Williams, who has to play now for Matt Milano. I said this last week, and I'm going to say it now again. Maybe last year was the step back year for the Bills. Maybe it's not this year. Maybe it was last year. They won a lot of games that were really close, or they lost games late in games. They were there, like they just didn't have quite enough at the end, made some bad decisions, whatever. Maybe last year was the step back year for this team, because an under-talked about story, an under-talked about part of the transition, which I know people have talked about, but an under-talked about part of it through this offseason has been that this Bills secondary has actually gotten younger and more athletic. And as much as I respect and love Jordan Poyer for what he did in a Buffalo Bills uniform for 7 years, the James Cook run was very similar to what we saw from Poyer several times last year and shows why the Bills basically moved on. You can criticize Sean McDermott, and it's fair criticism to say that this team has not played their best defense in the playoffs, and they haven't gotten over the Kansas City Chiefs, and they haven't gotten to a Super Bowl here in Josh Allen's window. All of that is fair. But how can you not watch, even if you are the biggest detractor of this head coach, how can you not watch what they did last night to that offense, considering the parts on this defense, and not understand why he is still the head coach of the Buffalo Bills and how fortunate the Bills have a coach that is that good, at least on one side of the ball, and at just organizational management and player development overall, and not really truly appreciate what the Bills have in an organization and in a head coach? I just don't think you can. You have to be able to. You could still have your questions and doubts and criticisms about playoff failures. I get all that. There's a lot of teams in this league that would dream to be where the Buffalo Bills are with their coaching staff. A lot. And what we saw from Bobby Babich last night, what we saw from Joe Brady last night, just really remarkable. And I've seen the word masterclass, or two words if you want to say it, thrown around a lot on social media over the last 12 hours. Absolutely true. Masterclass last night. Okay. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom has been waiting since the last show. So, Tom, thank you for calling. Thank you for waiting. You're on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
No problem, sir. I was enjoying listening to the show. You stole 99% of what I was going to say. I could not agree with your take anymore. As a Bills fan, and you've been a Bills fan for a long time now, let's put it this way. When there's 13 seconds left in the clock and you're a real Bills fan, you're not convinced it's over. You know something's going to happen. And you put it perfectly earlier when you said last night was essentially stress-free. I cannot remember when it was stress-free. And what just occurred last night is they just shut down. They just three turnovers and at least two turnovers on downs against arguably a top five offense in the NFL without Taron Johnson, without either one of their starting linebackers, with two brand new safeties who I think are probably better. Like you just said, they probably are. They're younger, they're faster, they're probably better than Hyde and Poyer were at the end of the year. And two, in my opinion, cornerbacks who were literally fantastic yesterday. And I sit there and go, I can't remember. I've been a fan 52 years. I can't remember feeling this good about a football game to the point where I'm telling myself, Tom, you need to settle down. This team dominated them. And I'm sitting there saying, why? Is it because of all this development you said earlier in the earlier show? Is it because of how well they developed these young athletes like Ingram and Lewis and Rapp and Benford, who I believe is probably one of the most underrated players in the NFL? And I sit here and I wonder to myself, is Babich one of those things that we just aren't aware of how good he really is? In other words, is he a diamond in the rough? No one quite understood how good this man was, because what they did, I don't really understand I don't really think people can understand just how important and how they won that game yesterday. And so, Sal, I can't do anything other than repeat exactly what you said And I'm just wondering if we got a gold mine in Babbage. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Thanks for holding. Thanks for waiting. I think Bobby Babbage is terrific at what he does as a general football coach, and we still don't know how great he'll be, how not great he'll be, I guess, as a defensive coordinator, but so far through two games, you know, all good returns through a game and a half at least, because he made great adjustments they did on defense last week after they were down 17-3, and then this week just from the beginning, right? I think Bobby Babbage is really good. We know he's a great position coach, so we'll see where this goes with him. Let's go to Marvin on a cell. Hi, Marvin.
Hey, good morning, Sal. Great victory. I'm very happy. But you know, Marvin, I'm going to call out what I think is a problem. And I'm sure you went through all the things you did as a coach, and you're passionate about the game, as I am. Epinesa, and I've called and talked to you about this guy a number of times. They eventually took him out. I know they were subbing guys because of the heat. But my fellows, some of the old-timers who watch, you could say 1,001 before the guy moved his feet. He is terrible off the ball. He cannot set the edge. And I think that Buffalo, by re-signing him, was a big mistake. I really feel sorry for Ed Oliver, because he needs a real stud in there, not retreads that we pick up, you know, for in the middle there. We need some young, big studs to offset his ability to shoot the gap. And that's my take on the defense. You know, I look at things to make the team better. We did a wonderful job, but you have to look at what Tua has done against Buffalo. Some teams that you have their number, and Tua has thrown more interceptions against touchdowns in his whole career against Buffalo, if you look at the stats. But the running was suspect to me. I really believe that they need a couple studs in the middle besides Oliver. Russo, solid. You get a little bit from Miller, but Epinesa is a problem on the line. And I truly, when I was seeing that Spector was getting eaten, these guys are, the linebackers are getting eaten up by the line because they can't even hold them off a little bit to plug it up so the linebackers can move from side to side. So that's my take on it. I'm glad we won. I'm a Bills fan, diehard. I think I called you last night. I'm getting old, but I remember about my I called you about the Kansas City Buffalo game in '64. So I've been around for a while. But Epinesa is he shouldn't be on the field. So my take on that, and I appreciate your response. Thank you.
Okay, my response is, first of all, I understand your concerns. I don't think his ball get off is great. I think AJ has been a player at times where he's really flashed, but I think you want a little more consistency from him. He actually did force Tua into that pick six last night. He had that. But I agree with some of your concerns. I don't agree about Ed Oliver not having guys. Daquan Jones is terrific, you know, being next to him. And I think when Smoot comes back, DeJuan Smoot is a big loss right now. I do think they have that. But Marvin, here's my advice to you. I know you love the team. I know you're trying to look at it through a critical lens, and I totally appreciate that. Buddy, it's Friday. They won. Look at something positive and have a great weekend, brother. That's, you got it. You got me, right? All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. You got it. That's my take on that. Sean McDermott, after the game, we'll hear from him as he took the podium after the Bills' 31-10 victory over the Miami Dolphins. The Bills are 2-0. We'll take more of your phone calls here on a Football Friday, Victory Friday edition of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Back to pass, fires over the middle, and looking for his receiver, it's intercepted. Picked off and coming the other way is Jamarcus Ingram up the right sideline. Still on his feet and finally tackled in Miami territory at the 36. It deflected off the intended receiver and right into the waiting arms of Ingram.